I had this thought that amused me and then I wanted to share it on this podcast. The thought specifically was, I think I'm getting funnier. And then as I thought about that and how I thought that was a funny sentiment to share, I was thinking about comedians. You know, you think about your, like, let's say John Mulaney, a successful performing comedian. When he does a new set, part of me is like, where was that joke before? Like, you clearly just wrote that joke now and that's a funny joke, hopefully funnier than your previous or as funny as your previous things. And it's like, where was that joke before? It doesn't really make any sense. It's not logical. Like, but it's similar to me when a favorite artist has a new song. Like, oh, that song was always in you. Why didn't you write it already? I don't know. Weird. But I do think I'm getting funnier. Let me explain.
Your daily Lex.
Okay, it's not whether I'm actually getting funnier or not is beyond me. But I thought I had three pretty good jokes today. One, Lauren uses reusable face wipes at the end of the day. And you store them all and then you put them in the laundry and that's how you clean them. But some stuff that our kids have, like their small socks or whatever, goes in a little mesh bag and that goes in the laundry. So Lauren was at work and I texted her, hey, are those little face wipe pad things supposed to be in a bag in the dryer? And she said, nope, just loose. And I said, oh, weird that they came out in a bag then, which is a really dumb joke, actually, but it made me laugh because how would that have happened? Anyway, the two jokes that I was very excited by. Today, spoiler for today's Wordle, if you haven't done today's Wordle yet, it's Friday, November 1st. Lauren and I send our Wordle scores to each other each day for no reason. I have no idea why we do it, but we do it. Lauren got the Wordle today in six. And I said to her, hey, you got it on your sixth guest. It's funny. I just said the word guest, which is what I typed and then corrected before I sent it. I said, you got it on your sixth guess. Sixth guess is actually a hard two-word phrase. Have that as a fun tongue twister free. No, your daily Lex charge. But that's funny because the answer today was sixth. So you got that on your sixth guess. That's funny. I sent then an emoji of Meryl Streep giving a standing ovation to show how funny my own joke was. Sometimes ha-haing your own joke is just the best. Also, we have an annoyance with TSA. All of us have TSA pre. Well, really, Lauren and I have TSA pre through global entry, and it applies to your minor children as well. Oh, did you catch that adjective in there? Your minor children. Now I have a major child, and Ani does not qualify, and we didn't think about that in time because why would you? So Ani can't go through TSA pre today. How annoying is that? And I say today because we are flying today. Anyway, so Ani, I was texting Ani like, hey, I've already made you an appointment to get TSA pre. Isn't this annoying? You're going to have to go through with one of us and we'll, you know, go with you in the other line. And I was like, that's annoying. And I said, welcome to adulthood, baby. And I thought that was funny too. Adulthood, baby. Come on. That's funny. Welcome to adulthood, baby. They should tattoo that on somebody who likes tattoos. I don't know. Anyway, those are all my updates. I am going to be away next week. Feel free to not rob my house because there's cameras everywhere. It's not even worth it. We'll catch you. But I love you and I'll miss you. And I am hoping to have your daily Lexes to keep you covered throughout next week. But not from guests. What?
Lex.